I can't put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a teleconference. I'm sorry.
So I'm just telling you, I'm good with what he paid for it. I'm sure it's a little higher now based on the market. But.
All right, July 13th, BOE 21, back from lunch. We got... looking for my paper.
So I guess what I'm saying to you is, he only went up by the index, but I think he was over-assessed in the first place.
He was what?
He was over-assessed in the first place.
Okay.
Get it? What I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
But that figure with the increase is 160, whatever. With your increase, not your increase, but the index increase.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to add the index increase to his sales price. I'd probably bring him up to what things sell for now. But as you know, everybody's lower anyway, so it's kind of your choice. But at $298,420, he was way overassessed. That's all I'm talking.
Can we revisit that? We got the Beasley.
That's fine. I was just asking questions.
Yeah, sure.
That's Beasley.
Yeah. We're going to address BOE dash number 29 and 30, Kanakuk Ministries. We got, feel free to come on and share with us what's going on. Yes,
great.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Sorry for the mix-up.
It's okay.
Hope you got a good tour of the county building.
Yeah, we looked at a bunch of old pictures.
Yeah.
This is Kay Boyer. I'm John Jensen. I'm Chief Business Officer for Kanakuk Ministries. I've got some prepared comments this morning, or this afternoon. I've made copies too if you want those, so you don't have to scribble if you want. So, you want me to pass them?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
It'll probably take me about 5 minutes just to go through this, but thanks for giving us an opportunity to speak today. A little bit of background to Kanakuk. Kanakuk's been around since 1926. We're approaching our 100th year anniversary. We operate summer camps in Stone and Taney County. Since inception, we've served over 500,000 campers and 50,000 college students. Our 12 camps include 6 overnight camps. 3 of those are located in Taney County. And then we have 6 traveling day camps. Our day camps are based in Taney County. In total, we serve about 20,000 campers each summer. We employ 2,000 college students, 200 seasonal workers, and 120 full-time employees. Primarily, the employees are primarily based in Taney County. Collectively, we contribute $20 million of direct benefits and $30 million of indirect benefits to the region each year. Our mission is to develop next-generation Christian leaders. Young people have a relationship with Jesus Christ and that will have a positive impact on their family, school, community, and world. Kanakuk has been here before, several times, in fact, defending our tax-exempt status. We had hoped the matter was settled with the 2014 ruling by the State Tax Commission, but we're happy to address those again today. While our footprint has changed, it's expanded, the purpose of what we're doing of the ministry has not changed. And the properties specifically we're focused on, and let me talk about those. In March 2021, we received requests from the assessor, and we submitted an application for real property tax exemption for a number of our properties in Taney County, not just the one that's under discussion today. But that's where the first parcel ending in 000 was addressed. And then secondly, we acquired a property in April of this year. And once we acquired that property, we submitted a second application for tax-exempt status. That parcel ends in 001. And despite our best efforts to justify the tax-exempt status and comply with the assessor's request, we received value change notices in June indicating that both properties would be taxed. So let me just address each one in detail. The property ending in 000 is located at 761 Lakeshore Drive. We purchased that property in 2016 at a public auction. It has been recognized as tax-exempt by Taney County Assessor since it was originally purchased. This 3.4-acre property includes a 5,009 square foot main building and 960 square foot outbuilding. since the original purchase, we've renovated the property, put significant funds into making it useful for our ministry purposes, including housing our ministry staff in the summers and in the off season. Additionally, a portion of the main building has been used for short-term temporary housing for ministry staff in need. We have a lot of staff that will come in, move into the area to serve into full-time roles, and from time to time we'll allow them to rent our accommodations in the off-season until they can find permanent housing. The space in the main building is designed to offer flexibility to suit our various ministry purposes and need. For instance, the basement of this building specifically, we converted into COVID, what we call a COVID-19 safe area that can house up to 70 people and keep them out of the community as we manage the pandemic during our operations. Additionally, the outbuilding on this property was converted into a water testing laboratory where we test all of the waters from both well water, pool waters, and lake waters for our facilities. On the main grounds themselves, we use it for training for our day camp staff and staging for vehicles as campers when they arrive. If you've ever been on Lakeshore on a Saturday when people start showing up, you can get pretty packed out. So we use that property around to stage cars before they're allowed to enter into camp. So that's the first parcel. The second parcel, ending in 001, we acquired in April. It sits between this parcel and our Kea Kauai family camp. It's a 2.2-acre parcel with a 3,089-square-foot main triplex structure, as well as a 160-square-foot storage building. We acquired the property to provide additional housing and parking to support our summer ministry, including family camp. This morning, I stopped by and took pictures of the property. Those are date stamped before 9 a.m. this morning, so you can see the property is in use today.
Do you have a more current photo?
So both these properties are actively and regularly used to fulfill the mission of the ministry. That's why we acquired them. That's what they're used for today. It doesn't look very busy right now, honestly, but if you were there on a Saturday, you'd see cars wrapped around those properties. So now I'd like to turn my attention to the rationale to support exempt status for these parcels. Under the revised statute of Missouri, section 137.100, part 5 states, the following subject are exempt from taxation for state, local, and county purposes. All property, real and personal, actually or regularly used exclusively for religious worship, for schools or colleges, or for purposes purely charitable and not held for private or corporate profit, except that the exemption herein granted does not include real property not actually used or occupied for the purposes of the organization, but held or used as an investment, even though the income or rentals received therefrom is used wholly for religious, education, or charitable purposes. While we're unclear why our initial application for exemption was not accepted, our understanding is that there are key criteria outlined in this statute. So the first one is the actual and regular use test. As mentioned moments ago, the two parcels in question are actually and regularly used exclusively for fulfillment of our mission. The primary purposes of these properties is to support Kanakut's religious, educational, and charitable activities. The main buildings house ministry staff who lead worship services, Bible studies, and other activities, as well as caring for those during the pandemic. Additionally, the properties are used to park and stage vehicle, as well as train staff. So we believe Kanakut meets the actual and regular use test. Secondly, there's a religious worship test. Kanakut believes in a supreme being, God, who exists in three persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Kanakut exists to exercise our expression of Christian beliefs. We accomplish our mission through regular worship services and Bible studies, modeling Christian behavior, deepening an individual's relationship with God, strengthening Christian family bonds, and developing Christian leaders. All of our activities express our beliefs and are rendered in a service to God as a form of worship. As further support, on July 24th, 2015, following a long and exhaustive process, the IRS granted non-for-profit church status to Kanakut. And we believe Kanakut meets the religious worship test. Third, educational test. Kanakut, in addition to our summer camp operations, offers an 8-month-long foundational college experience through Link Year, our Link Year Gap Year program. This program gives participants a strong biblical foundation, college credits, and an international missions experience. The program operates on properties in Taney County. Additionally, during the same months, Kanakut Institute, a separate 501c3, operates its educational program on our Branson campuses. The Institute serves college graduates who are pursuing a biblical foundation for their careers and Christian leadership development. Kanakut has established itself as an institute of learning and with a defined course of study, specifically religious studies. We believe Kanakut also meets the educational use test. And then finally, charitable purposes test. Kanakut is a Missouri non-for-profit corporation formed under Chapter 355 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. We've been recognized by the IRS as a tax-exempt organization, 501c3. We serve an indefinite number of peoples and benefit a society as a whole. And the ministry brings the hearts of people under its influence of education and religion and helps them incorporate their faith and practice into their life. Here's a few examples of how we do this. We serve 20,000 campers each summer. We also serve thousands of students during the year with discipleship training and outreach events. We provide discipleship training and education through Link Year and providing space for the Kanakut Institute ministry. We provide millions of dollars in scholarships and discounts to campers and students each year. For instance, last year we provided $2.8 million in scholarships, including $330,000 directly to Taney County residents. We provide financial support to numerous nonprofit organizations exceeding $500,000 a year. That includes ministries and nonprofits here in Taney County as well as around the world, specifically Haiti, Lebanon, and Egypt. And then we devote any net income achieved exclusively to Kanakut's religious and charitable purposes. Over the last 10 years, we've invested over $30 million into the facilities to upgrade our camps. And the majority of these improvements have been completed by companies and contractors based in Taney County. So we believe that Kanakut meets the charitable purpose test. So in closing, Kanakut contends that both these properties qualify for tax exemption. We actually and regularly use the properties exclusively to support our religious services at camp, to house employees, to lead discipleship programs for college students, and to support our charitable activities. And we respectfully request that you set aside the decision to tax these properties. So with that, I'll turn it over for any questions.
I think Mr. Akers has a few questions.
Go ahead.
First of all, what's the basis?
I'm your new assessor. I'm learning how to do this. I've not changed anything from exempt or to non-exempt, et cetera. On these two properties, I just don't think they hit rule number three. The dominant use, and we're not talking about Kanakut in general, and I will preface this with saying I love Joe and Jamie Joe White. They were my youth life leaders growing up, you know. I have nothing personal against them. But on these two properties, again, the dominant use of the property must be for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons and must directly or indirectly benefit society in general. And I don't think these two pieces actually do. You're saying that you're renting out to staff or, you know, storage. I don't know.
So the property, just to be clear, right now we don't rent them out to anybody. They're housing over 100 staff this summer to support our religious ministries at summer camp.
Well, that's the core of the question here, okay? Because in your prior statement you said that you mentioned rent, okay?
Correct.
And again, all of us up here know what Kanakut has done and all the rest of the stuff we appreciate, but we know that you're charitable and that you're a 501c3 I'm assuming that this property was purchased and put in a corporation that's 501c3.
There's only one corporation, Kanakut Ministries, 501c3.
Correct. Okay. So assuming that, the particular concern I have is exactly, you've got it quoted right here under the tax exempt status, and it says, and you've got it underlined, actually and regularly used. I have no doubt that you're using it in the ministry and you're using it for the purposes of your organization. My only concern is there is a specific exception carved out here that if you are using property that that either one is an investment or you got income or rentals received.